Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of a blog and podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we see it, it's time for more of us to step out of the divisions that separate us from one another and allow Jesus to form and shape us into peacemakers for the cause of Christ, facilitators of God's peace in a world hungering for peace. Our theme this week is Peacemakers Discern Where God is Working and Join Him There. And our subject today is Making Peace, Preferring and Deferring to the Holy Spirit. Today's Lectio Divina comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 49, and I'll be reading from the NIV Bible. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." As we discussed earlier in this blog and podcast series, we live in a very unique age, the time between the times, the age the New Testament calls the last days. And the key distinguishing component to this dispensation, which has been going on now for nearly 2,000 years, is that this is the age of the Holy Spirit. So, beginning approximately 40 days after Passover in 33 AD, in an upper room in the ancient city of Jerusalem, God the Father, creator of the universe, the one who barad and asad all life on this planet, and through the redemptive work of his Son, Jesus of Nazareth, began pouring out the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to serve as his down payment of goodness on men, women, and children from every tribe, nation, and tongue. That's Acts 2, verses 1 through 21, and also Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Hallelujah! This, my friends, is the game changer in life. This is the difference between religion and relationship. This is the key component that gives us the gift of living a peace-filled life in God versus trying to live that same peace-filled life out of our own strength. This is amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saves and secures a wretch like me. This is the indwelling presence and empowering strength of God, enabling human flesh to get up out of bed each morning, raise our arms in thanksgiving to our Savior, knowing that whatever happens this day, I will never, ever be completely alone again. I'll never be permanently overlooked again. I'll never be intentionally unloved again. I'll never be without a purpose and a future again. I'll never know a final death because Christ lives and because the Holy Spirit dwells within. I can face today and tomorrow knowing that in the end I will be safe and secure in God's peace, His comfort, and care. I like to call it God's circle of peace. You might be saying to yourself, wow, Marty, that sounds almost too good to be true. Yes, I get it. This is one amazing promise. And I'll be honest with you, there is a catch. One condition God requires for this game changer, His circle of peace, to be activated in our lives. It's called surrender. It's a conscious choice on my behalf to take the game controller out of my hands and place it securely in the center of God's hand. Or, as we call it in today's blog podcast title, preferring and deferring to the Holy Spirit. You see, if you and I want to be true peacemakers for the cause of Christ, living and ministering out of God's circle of peace, we must learn the fine art of surrendering our daily plans for peacemaking over to this good God our scriptures call Holy Father, Precious Son, and indwelling and empowering Spirit. Paul addresses this type of daily transaction this way in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 18. This is the Message Bible that reads this way. My counsel is this, Paul says, live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness. For there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit, just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness. These two ways of life are antithetical, so that you cannot live at times one way and at times another way according to how you feel on any given day. Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit, Paul says, and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? So, are you ready to surrender today's plans to God's Spirit? Are you ready to step into God's circle of peace? Will you pray with me? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, for your name's sake. Amen. So here are some questions for us to consider today. When was the last time I prayed a simple prayer of surrender to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit? When was the last time I stopped my thoughts, my words, and my deeds long enough for there to be silence as I sit in God's presence? When was the last time I invited the Holy Spirit to indwell me, empower me, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, and then waited long enough for that holy transaction to actually occur? Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on the theme of peacemakers for the cause of Christ. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.